Check, check. All right, y'all. Welcome to the Sitting with Simba podcast. This is the first episode of many. We're going to be doing a daily podcast on the show. So we're going to have some for all y'all working at the DMV. And y'all got them headphones on and y'all not doing no work. This is for y'all. 28 minutes is enough for you to get out the office. When you're on break for that 30 minutes, go sit in the car. Turn it on while you eat that Whataburger sandwich. So I got you taken care of. We talk about everything and everything except politics and all that wild stuff y'all be on because, y'all do too much and y'all have too many opinions on everything. And I'm not finna catch no case and I'm not finna be out here getting canceled because you feel some type of way about something. I think about some. So we're just gonna stay away from that one. We're just gonna have good vibes. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Today we're talking about Fort Worth, bro. Yeah, we're going to talk about Fort Worth because Fort Worth been tripping. I was just in Fort Worth actually yesterday, bro, and you have no idea what's going on in Fort Worth. These cops, man, they're not playing with us no more in Fort Worth. They are not playing. I had went to go drop one of my friends off at her house over there, and this girl did not tell me she lived in the middle of the hive. Like, you know when you go in them areas and there just be cops everywhere, zooming everywhere. You're like, yo, every car here is a cop car. Like, she live in that neighborhood. And I went to drop her off at her house, and she didn't tell me that. She didn't let me know, like, hey, just so you know, fair warning, we have cops here. So I have an outstanding ticket in Fort Worth, actually, that's been outstanding for about a minute. I got it when I was going to college at TCC. I went to go get my paperwork, and I was late to my exam. He pulled me over on my way to my exam. Obviously, I'm mad because you're messing with my future right now. So, you know, we had a little altercation, and he gave me a ticket. That happened. Would not. So I didn't pay that ticket off. And I have an excuse because I went on to South Africa for a couple of months. So if the judge asked me, yo, why didn't pay the ticket? Bro, I've been out the country. Here's my, like, you know, my tickets. I left for this much long, so they can't do none if you out the country, bro. Like, you know. So anyway, I'm in Fort Worth driving, and man, there's so many cops out there, man, just everywhere. Dude pulled me over. Actually, the dude was not even from Fort Worth. He was from White Settlement. Now, when a cop car is named White Settlement, You're already reaching right there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm already on my A game. I got my license out, my insurance out. I'm sitting at the right position. Got my hands at the 3 and 9 o'clock position. You know, on the steering wheel. Window rolled down. I'm not gonna move till he say none. And the only thing I'm moving is gonna be my right hand to grab that stuff and hand it to him. We're not having no friction. He come up by the door and I seen him turn off that Axon recorder they have on now. They have them recorders. Dude turned it off. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to die. I thought I was about to die, man. He turned that thing off. I'm like, oh no. So really, I'm nervous. Now he's getting anxious because he's like, why is he like so frantic? But I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And he looks like he starts sweating a little bit. And he's like, your third brake light ain't working. I'm like, third brake light? I don't even know what that is. Officer, like, I don't know where the third brake light is. And he says, get out the car, I can show you. I said, nah, I seen how y'all do it. I'm not finna get out this car. Have you shoot me? Because you said I got out the car. I'm going to sit here, you know. And he's just, so he's kind of confused. I'm like, I don't know where the third brake light is, but I can look it up on my phone, but I'm going to sit right here and I'm going to grab my phone. Anyway, long story short, he ended up calling six other, like, I mean, it's just me and this dude. They got nothing to do in Fort Worth. People in Fort Worth have nothing to do. Like, that's in the show because literally it's a regular stop and there is about eight cops lined up behind me. Like, eight cop cars all flashing just to check my registration. Like, y'all doing the most. Like, you do not have to call backup for nothing. I didn't get no ticket. I got away with the warning because really that's what they have to do. It's not like I was doing anything crazy or I was doing, you know, anything that would harm the public. You know, it's just a third brake. Like, my brakes still work, so it's not a problem. That happened. But that really had me thinking about how Fort Worth has nothing to do. Like, what's in Fort Worth? Like, rethink about it. What's in Fort Worth? What would you go do in Fort Worth? ain't nothing much you can really go do in Fort Worth. I know a lot of things you can do in Dallas. You know, I mean, you ever been downtown Fort Worth? There's like nobody. Like, you go downtown Dallas, there's people walking in the streets. The streets are dirty in Dallas, really. Like, the streets are dirty because there's a lot of people and you know. Bro, the streets in Fort Worth, downtown, are so clean. You could eat off the curb, bro. Like, nothing. Nobody. It's like, you think you're in a, like, you're like, yo, is this a deserted town? What is going on? But that's how it is in Fort Worth. There's nothing out there for them to do except pull over a dude and be like, yo, your lights ain't bright enough. You know, like, that's all they can do. And I'm like, okay, so moral of the story is stay out of Fort Worth, bro, because they're bored with the time. And I'm talking to niggas, really, at this point, because, you know, white folks' cars be A1. You know, your white folk be driving a stock Tahoe with the stock rims, no tint. I mean, the thing is, you ever seen a black person's car? Like, we don't ever drive nothing stock. We have limo tint, smoke tail lights, the loud exhaust. Dude got rims bigger than, I mean, we do the most with our cars. It's how we identify, you know, how we show off our self-identity is through our vehicles. And I can say the same thing with Latinos. They do the same thing. But you're basically baiting them in when you pull up with a car like that. So unless you're driving like a white car, like you drive a 7 Series BMW with no tint, I suggest you keep yourself out of Fort Worth, man. It's just a word of advice from me to y'all, is just stay out of Fort Worth. It's not worth it. It really is not. All right, so anyway, that's not the wildest thing to happen in Fort Worth. You know, the thing about Fort Worth also is, you know, that everybody who you like cool with really stay in Dallas. And there's always one or two friends all the way in Fort Worth. Like, it's just that one or two, like, and then they, like, they believe Fort Worth is the best place on this planet. Like they believe it like a religion. Like, there's no place like Fort Worth. And you're like, nah, it ain't it, bro. Like, Fort Worth is not it, bro. Like, you're the only one still there. Like, that should tell you that. But nonetheless, you know, there's always that one guy who would not leave Fort Worth. And that's my homegirl, and so, you know, I always go, you know, over there to hang out with her and her fam and all her people in Fort Worth. And they're cool people, but, yeah, there's something a little off about some of these dudes, man. Some of them are a little, but, yeah, so I actually was over there for an event they had. It's like for her business, she does, like, little lectures and stuff for kids and everything, and I'm going on my way back home again, and I stopped at the 7-Eleven, like any other 7-Eleven, and my thing is, there's something about 7-Elevens and hobos, like, the two and two go together. Like, you can go to QT, and there won't be one, but you go to 7-Eleven, bro, there is always a hobo posted up at that mug, ready to just, like, ask you for change. Like, they're just there. I think it's like, I don't know what's going on, why they're just there. They don't go to other gas stations, but they be there. So I pull up over there. But thing is, them big gulps, man, are cheap, like 79 cents or something. Like, I'm like, I can save 25 cents or go to QT, you know. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing QT. So I go in there, and I really went in there to get a Modelo. Like, I'm not an alcoholic. I drink, you know, I drink leisurely. Like, I drink with my friends, my peeps out there, I drink. But one of my friends had told me, was like, yo, you need to try out that new, I guess it's new to me, but the Modelo with the tamarindo, the tamarinds in it. Yeah, yeah, it's a little spicy. Yeah, man, spicy beer, that's a whole different gameplay. That's some real Latino stuff right there. Like, you have to be a different caliber of human to enjoy that stuff. But I was going to give it a try. You at least go try it before you be like, oh, it's nasty. So I went and I'm going in there to get it. You can't get it at QT. You can get it at 7-Eleven, though. Probably could get a QT now, but when I did, they didn't have it. So I go in there, and they don't sell it in six packs. You can buy that one in six packs. They only sell it, what is that, 20 ounce?
25.
Yeah, they sell it in 25 ounce. Here's my thing about the 25 ounce of anything. 25 ounce is an alcoholic person sized drink. Now I'm make that statement one more time. Anybody who drink out of 25 ounce is an alcoholic to some extent, because a regular person go get the six pack to share with your friends. 20 ounces, nah, this for me. You don't share 20 ounces. And 20 ounces is enough for you to get a little lit. You know, I know if I have two of those, I'm good for the night, you know. So when a dude is talking about four or five, he's a veteran. His kidneys are used to this. His liver is like ironclad, like it's ready for it. It's like, oh, one can down. We got four more to go. So I already feel like an alcoholic grabbing this 20 a 5 ounce at the freezer. This dude come at me, and he walked in the store with me, and he comes behind me. He goes, "Hey, I fight crime." I'm like, "What?" He says, "I fight crime." I'm like, "Okay, this is a crazy dude." So he says that, and as he says that, I'm like, "What's up?" So anyway, I go about my business. I'm just focusing on me right now. I'm like, "No, I came to get this." I'm looking at what else they got in the shelf. Like, they got hella energy drinks. Like, they got so many different types of energy drinks out here. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna get. So anyway, I grabbed that, and he goes, "Yeah, I fight crime in Fort Worth. Like, I fight crime." So I'm like, this dude think he a superhero, like, what? And as I'm walking away, he goes, "Where you from?" Here's where I make the mistake, bro. Like, I went ahead and looked at him and said Arlington, and I could see his eyes light up because I'm reacting to him. So we already know I really put myself in a situation where I'm gonna be in a 10-minute conversation with this crazy hobo dude. But I'm like, dang it, I should have not done that. Anyway, so he goes, "Oh, I'll come fight crime in Arlington for you, bro." And I'm like, "What?" That's what I'm saying in my head. I'm just looking at him like you can just imagine two dudes by the freezer section in 7-Eleven, just a stare down, just happening right then and there. And I'm like, "Yo, nah, this is not happening right now. This dude is literally about to fly, thinking he can fly to Arlington and fight crime." He goes, "If you got some change to spare, I'll come fight crime for you in Arlington." I was really glad that was the end of the discussion, but when a hobo gets to that stage of asking you for change after the whole story and the whole spiel, you have either three options. So you have option one is to stand there and lie in another human's face and say, "I don't got none." When you have change in your hand from what you just bought, from that big gulp you got change in your hand from it. Or you can just be like, that's option one right there. You can be like, "Oh, I don't got no change." Or you can be, "Hey, here you go. Here's a quarter. Here's whatever." Or option three, which most people never ever consider, but you can look the hobo straight in the eyes and say no. Like, you don't have to give him no reason, nothing. Just look at the dude and say no. But you know, we be scared of like confrontation and stuff, so we just be like, "Oh, I don't got no change, you know." But it's like, bro, he sees you right there holding $3 in your hand in change. Like, chill out. I found a different option. Option four really works really well, is act like he doesn't exist. When they ask for money, I just act like they don't exist. They don't even know what to do with it. Like, I look at them and act like I'm looking through them. Like, I don't see him. Oh, it messes them up. Oh, it messed them up. So I look at him. I'm just like, and I continue to walk. This dude keeps coming behind me. Now, my thing is, you are the owner of 7-Eleven, right? You own the store. I'd expect you to, you know, deter such people from coming in your store, because what it does, it probably slows down your business. Maybe not 7-Eleven. I mean, you know how wretched it is when you go in, but I'd assume you'd want to maybe clean up your image and have a different type of identity, you know, apart from that. So I'm expecting, you know, the cashier to be like, "Hey, buddy, out the store." Because I know he know that dude. I know he know where that dude be doing this, you know. So I'm expecting him to do that, but he does not do that. This cashier just stands there, the back of this till, staring at me coming towards him. I'm like, "Help, like, help me," looking at him. Nah, he ain't doing it. He too scared. So anyway, that's the type of stuff you can experience in Fort Worth. Like, you have to be ready to experience superhero hobos if you go to Fort Worth. Like, that's the level of humans you have living there. Like, I'm not saying Fort Worth is Florida by any means. Like, we're not going to go into Florida. Yeah, we can't do that one. That's a whole different can of worms. But they're not that level of crazy out there. But it's not Dallas. I mean, I hang out with my people in Oak Cliff all the time, and they don't do crazy stuff the way they do in Fort Worth. So that should say a lot in itself right there. My thing is, I'm not trying to trash talk for a word or say bad things about. I actually, there's some really nice landscape, or I guess there's. I like the botanical gardens. The botanical gardens are really pretty, and I'm a photographer, so I do a lot of my shoots out there. Go out to botanical gardens and shoot weddings and whatnot. And I was going out there before, even when I was a photographer. I just got there to take a walk and. And I always saw photographers. And when I got into the industry, I started shooting there often. Like, I would say maybe twice a week I was out there doing a shoot of some kind. Like, yeah, in Fort Worth, in the Botanical Gardens. But when I started after that, I had a situation which was very strange. Is, like, people will ask you, try to solicit money out of you all the time in life. Like, you're always going to get somebody who is like, oh, I have this job. Like, when I was working at the stadium, there were some people who would try, like, sell parking under the table, try to sell people parking tickets or not, and they always got caught doing that. But there's always going to be somebody who's trying to make a buck off the bigger man. And the same thing here at the Botanical Garden. I'm doing a shoot. I have my little tripod, got all my lenses. I'm a new photographer, so I got all my gear, like, I'm flexing, really. Like, I want people to know, like, I'm a photographer. Like, I bought this lens. Yeah. This is my lens. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, I'm doing the shoot for this little girl. She was doing her little. I don't know what shoot it was, but she was dressed like a princess. All I remember, and she had the whole princess thing going, and it looked Disney themed. Little girl, probably like 6 or 7, and we go out there. We're shooting.
Okay.
Yeah, and all of a sudden. This guy comes and he's got a hoe. He's got a hoe, like, you know, to rake up the gear.
Yeah.
He garden. Got a hoe with him. He pulls up with his hoe, and I'm assuming he's a gardener because he had the whole uniform on. And my dude goes, "Oh, sir, you need to pay to take pictures here." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I'm looking around. There's like at least 30 other people taking pictures, like." You know how Asians be when they come, like, when they, like, you know how when Asians come visit America, they act super touristy, like, they got camera gear, and they, like, really exploring, it's a new environment for them. There's, like, maybe 3 or 4 groups of Asian people taking pictures and everything. I'm like, I'm looking at this dude, I'm like, yo, there's, like, so many people taking pictures here. Why are you targeting me? Did they all pay? So I go, do they all pay? He's like, no, they don't have to pay. You have to pay because... You have a professional camera. I'm like, hold up, bro. Like, wait. And yeah. So I'm about to really grill him on this because you trifling here, man. Like, that Asian dude right there, he's got a camera with a bigger lens than mine. Surely he's more professional. He's like, no, he's a tourist. So I'm like, so do they have a tourist pass? And he's like, nah, but you have to pay. I said, okay, how much is the thing? He goes, it's $50-some. I'm like, oh, okay, where did I go pay it? He's like, usually you can go to the front office, but today, Saturday, so they're closed, so I take payments. I'm like, man, that's what it is. He's trying to put the money in the pocket. I wasn't going to have that. So I went ahead and said, nah, bro, I'm good. We're going to leave. We end up going across the park from the Botanical Garden. There's a little park, and that's where everybody is chilling, barbecuing. And we go out there to take pictures at the Trinity River. But I had no idea how dirty the Trinity River was until I went to take pictures over there. The Trinity is like brown. The water is brown. It's not even clear.
Have you seen how big the Trinity is?
It
goes everywhere.
It's big.
I'm over here talking like,
it's big.
Oh, dude, you ain't recording this.
No, I'm recording.
Oh, man. You got me cussing, man.
You good.
I thought we were just...
I go to the Trinity River and I'm over there recording. I'm shooting, you know. But I didn't realize how dirty the river was, man. Like, that river is mad dirty. Like, you can't see. Like,
well, you know, that's where they get rid of dead bodies too, though.
That's what I heard. Somebody had told me that. That's where the body is at.
The Trinity is
so.
Don't eat the catfish. Do not eat the catfish.
And they have the alligator gars are in there too.
Yeah,
big alligator gars in there too. Yeah. I didn't know about that. So I'm over there shooting and we're trying to get this. Like a scene of her walking by the river. I tried to Photoshop it to make the water blue. That didn't even work. Like, that water looked murky anyway. Like, no matter how you do, you could tell that water was dirty, and I changed the color. Ain't no way around it. So, yeah, anyway, as we're coming up, like, we're walking back to the car, a dude comes up random dude is holding a like what looks like a sculpture, like a bust of somebody's head, right? And he comes up to us and he goes, "Do you want to kiss the sculpture?" What? Why would I want to kiss your sculpture, big dude? Like, who? What? So that, you know what I mean? So it's like, I have nothing to say about Fort Worth except this is the level of stuff that happens there. I'm not hating on Fort Worth, but I shoot in Dallas. Look, I've been shooting in Dallas. I've shoot in Deep Elm, blah, blah, blah. Like every mainstream photographer in Dallas wants to shoot, you know, over there. I shoot there. The only, you never get into those type of situations. But in Fort Worth, strange stuff like that. First of all, where did you get the sculpture from? And who is this man on the sculpture that we have to kiss right now? What happens if we don't kiss this man is my first question, because I don't know Fort Worth like that. Are you going to, you know, he might, you know, punch us or hit us with a sculpture. I mean, it looks like a heavy sculpture. He might throw it at you or you know. And this time I was driving my Honda. So my door's in lock. So I'm like, yo, we might just have to run and get in the car and drive off if he try to chase us or get hysterical. Because you can already tell this dude, he might have a little issues going mentally on you. He's a little messed up. What it is crack. What I think I figured out maybe is crack was in Dallas a while back. Like, I don't see many dope fiends out in Dallas anymore when I go out there.
Well, apparently I ain't been out there.
Maybe I haven't.
They're out there.
I mean, they're out there, but the quantities, I feel like.
Go deep into the hood.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, if you go deep, deep, yeah, they're always out there. But, like, I feel like in terms of, like, the public image of Dallas doesn't have, it's not associated with dope fiends anymore. We don't have crackheads running rampant like that anymore. The city has it to some standard under control to some level, you know. What I think happened is the ones in Fort Worth, and here's the thing also, the dope heads and everything in Dallas travel. There's a good public transit in Dallas, so they travel out of Dallas. They go to Irving. So the little quantity we've had is not diluted over a larger surface area. The thing is, there ain't no public transport like that in Fort Worth. So it's a really small, you know, I mean, Fort Worth is actually big in terms of, like, the county itself. It's bigger than Dallas County, I think. But the thing is, things are so far apart. It's very country. It's like city and then country out of nowhere. Like, you literally walk away.
Well, you got to think about it. You know, Fort Worth is just like Grand Prairie and Arlington. They don't have no transportation.
Yeah. They don't have no public transit. They don't have public transit.
See, Dallas and Irving and all of us, we have it.
Yeah.
They can move around.
That's what it is. They don't have no public transit. Yeah. And that's the problem. That's the problem. They can't leave.
They can't leave.
So you just have, like, they're stuck there. They're confined to that space.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what their cause really is, like, you know how they say wine matures? Like, you know, you take a bottle of wine, you put it inside, like, your closet. I'm not in the closet. If you put it in, like, you know, you put it away, it matures with age. 5-6 years later, that wine going to taste better, they say. I don't know if it works with gas station wine, but I know with fine wines, that's how it works. The older the wine, the better it tastes, the more expensive. I think we can apply the same thing with the crackheads in Fort Worth. They have been stuck in the closet, which is Fort Worth, and they've been maturing in there. So you have the next gen of crackheads.
Yes.
These are functioning members of society who still have wacky philosophies. Like, they still believe you. Like, you know, that's what it is. So we don't see them in you know, the crackheads in Dallas. You see them walking about in the street. You can see they have the walk, the crackhead walk, and you're like, you just walk across the other side of the street, and you're like, I'm not even gonna mess with him. I know he's on crack. He's about to be doing the most. You walk across. Now in Fort Worth, you never know. It could be he'll be dressed nice looking and just come at you with some random, you know, crackhead philosophies of life. I call them the philosophies of life because and that's what they have, is they've matured in their little environment. That's just a theory I have. I mean, we can probably get a psychologist if somebody is watching this and they really find out that's the truth, and I make a breakthrough in the psychological, in the psychology environment, like, I need my check. Like, I did not sit here for 28 minutes for you to just make money off the research and analysis I've already made. I have my hypothesis. My hypothesis right now is Fort Worth has the best pool of crackheads to test in my hypothesis, and I believe that's going to happen. So, it's nothing against the city because the city is nice. I mean, shoot, I'd rather go downtown Fort Worth than be downtown. Yeah.